A new student came to Lola's class, Nikki, a blonde-haired girl, a bit shy. She sat down next to Lola, and at break time, she was shown around. "So this is the first grade class, and here are the boys' toilets, which obviously you won't need," said Lola. When they had done half of the school tour, it was a very big school, Matilda, another student, came to say, "Lola, Nikki, Mr. Longwell said you should continue after lunchtime." So they went to have some food with other classmates. After having eaten a tasty lasagna, Nikki felt like buying some chocolate from the school kiosk. But on her way, she lost her wallet with all her personal things in it. It had fallen out of her trousers by accident. A guy saw it and had a nosy peek inside. There he discovered something odd. On the ID card, it said Nicholas Bodworth. Weird. That's a boy's name. How strange. Then that person dropped the wallet on the floor again. Nikki found it soon after with nothing missing inside. When Lola and Nikki were on their way out, they noticed a letter on Nikki's bicycle basket. On that letter stood, "To Nicholas Bodworth, if you don't pay £100 by 6 p.m. today, I will tell everyone your secret. You will put the money in the bin and leave. I will then take the money and we will soon forget the situation." Nikki started to cry. "Why are you crying? What's the matter?" Lola asked. Nikki gathered herself and started speaking. "I will tell you a secret, but please keep it to yourself." After a short pause, she confessed. "Okay, here it goes. I am transgender." "What does that mean?" her new classmate asked. And Nikki responded. "So basically, I was born in the body of a boy, but I feel like a girl, and I always get bullied about it." Lola grabbed the note and read it. Without hesitating, she quickly came up with a plan. "We are going to do exactly what the writer of this letter wants us to do, and then we'll catch this horrible person." At 6 p.m, they went to the school again to bring the money, hide, and catch the blackmailer. After a while, he came in a hoodie, dark outfit. 3, 2, 1, and go, screamed Lola. They caught the boy. His name was Zen. He also goes to their class. "What were you thinking?" asked Nikki in despair. I'm so sorry. Here's your money. Have it back." Zen ran away before they knew it. What a coward. Who does a crime and then runs away when he gets confronted? At school the next day, Zen apologized a second time. Nikki accepted. She then pulled all her courage together to inform the whole class that she was trans, and everybody was really good and kind about it. Nikki was so relieved. She was finally ready to enjoy the time at her new school.